Shooting stars. When you look at all the sparkling stars in the night sky, do you want to know what the universe really looks like? Inspired by the simple beauty of space, many astronomy photographers indulge in shooting high-definition pictures of stars, galaxies, and gas clouds. Wang Zhepu, a 16-year-old boy from No. 1 Middle School of Yongtai, Fujian Province, is one of them. While standing on his balcony, Wang observes various planets thousands of light-years away with an astronomical telescope and takes pictures of them. He then creates a composite image of planets in the solar system, framed by the sun and moon. His picture, Family Photo of the Solar System, helped him take home the top prize in the Young Competition category at the Astronomy Photographer of the Year competition, the world's biggest astrophotography competition, organized by the Royal Observatory Greenwich. All families are unconventional, so I adored this fresh, gently playful concept around the solar system, said the competition judge, Sue Pritchard, while talking about Wang's picture. A meaningful, technically accomplished work from a rising star of astronomical photography. Since junior two, Wang has always liked to take different pictures of the Moon, Saturn, and Jupiter, among others, to improve his shooting skills. Then one day, an idea struck me. Why don't I put those planets together and let them reunite, said Wang. That's the beginning of my story. It hasn't been easy taking pictures of outer space. For about half a year, Wang had to calculate the best time to shoot planets when they're opposite the sun in Earth's sky to get the brightest images. What's more, he still needed to wait for clear weather to see better. For example, Mercury is often cited as the most difficult of the five brightest planets to see with the naked eye. Because it's the planet closest to the sun, it never goes too far from the sun's vicinity in the sky. To capture a clear picture of it, Wang tried to shoot it three times in the early morning, but failed. At sunset, he shot 10,000 frames of video and selected several thousand better frames to overlay, further refine them, and form a more satisfactory picture. From shooting to processing photos, Wang learned photography all by himself. He reads astronomy books, joins astrophotography clubs, learns different photo processing software, and exchanges ideas with his classmates. To get the ideal shot, Wang often gets up early before going to school and goes to bed early to save energy. It's a pity that the light pollution makes it nearly impossible to see stars in the night sky, said Wang. I hope my pictures can call on more people to protect our environment and the infinite universe.